RISE, the Rape Intervention Services and Education, and also the Sullivan County Dramatic Workshop, have collaborated to offer a free Facebook presentation of Locked Away, an original play written by Peter Nastasi of Rock Hill. Joining us now to tell us more about is Peter Nastasi. Peter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jason. Nice to be here.
And it's nice to hear that theater is continuing as best it can in these crazy times.
Yes, absolutely.
The play is called, is it called Locked Away?
Yes, it is.
And it tackles a tough subject, which is abuse of a sexual nature.
Yes, it does.
Tell us what it's about. What's the plot of the play?
Well, basically, it's about three, former high school football players who are meeting at an unnamed Catskill Mountain Resort Hotel, and the event is to honor their football coach, their legendary football coach, in conjunction with honoring our championship team. And the star of the team is not going to be there because, unfortunately, he committed suicide while he was a college senior. And there were always mysteries surrounding that, why someone who had everything going for him would have committed such an act. But one of the members of the team, the character that I play, had some thoughts about that and had some knowledge that during his high school years, he was repeatedly sexually abused by this coach who's being honored. And in the hotel room, my character, named Paul, I'm rooming with another guy who was on the team, the quarterback, a gentleman by the name of Ray. My character revealed this information to Ray, and I also realized that I, too, was the victim of sexual abuse at the hands of this coach.
And so these characters, have to figure out what then to do with that information. Don't want to give too much of it away. Is this play based on actual stories that you've heard or research that you've done? Where does it come from?
Well, unfortunately, it's autobiographical. Because I was the victim of this particular coach in regard to being sexually abused by him. I did take some license here. The star of the team, he did not, in fact, commit suicide. But I decided to go in that direction because really, what happened with this particular individual, this coach really stole his life from him. And so the way I portrayed it was to go with the suicide angle.
Right. And I guess that's also something that's not unheard of. That's something that actually does happen out there.
Oh, correct. Absolutely. Again, unfortunately, but yes, that's true.
So, this is very serious. Because of the subject matter, this seems, though, a good fit for a partnership between RISE and the Sullivan County Dramatic Workshop. Quickly, how did that come about? Where did it start, the involvement of these three parties between the Dramatic Workshop, you, and the Rape Intervention Services? How did this come to happen?
Oh, absolutely. Happy to tell you. Basically, this all, it started in 2012. I happened to retire. I was a high school teacher for 32 years. And I retired in 2012. And like many retirees, I believe, I had some loose ends in my life that I wanted to tie up. And this was one of them, dealing in some way, shape, or form with the abuse that I had experienced from this particular coach. And I really didn't know exactly how I was going to go about doing that. And I didn't know if I would continue to keep that on the back burner of my life. But if you recall, this sort of coincided with all of the Penn State stuff that was going on with Jerry Sandusky. And every day watching the news, this issue was in my face, and it really stirred up a lot of old memories and, you know, things of that sort. And I really came to the conclusion, I really need to, seek some counseling in regard to this. So I, did some investigation, and I found Catskill Regional, the organization RISE, the director's name is Debbie O'Malley, and I met with her a few times, and I was incredibly frustrated that really there was nothing that I could do about this. I really had no recourse. I mean, now that the Child Victims Act has been passed by the state legislature, that's a different story. But at that point, there was really nothing that I could do. And Debbie suggested that I might try writing about my experiences. And when she made that suggestion, I was incredibly resistant to that, and really even bordering on anger. Basically, I said to her, "That's all you have? That's all you can offer me?" But
you were looking for some kind of external justice to help you resolve
absolutely.
This.
Without a doubt. And this also coincided, though, with the fact that my wife and I were, big theater fans and patrons of the Sullivan Dramatic Workshop, and I had never been on stage before other than a play in third grade, but that's a whole other story. And I appeared as one of the jurors in the workshop production of 12 Angry Jurors. So I was kind of in that theater mode a little bit, and one day I just decided to pick up a legal pad and I started to write, and it sort of came out as a play, and really here we are. I mean, a couple of years ago we did perform this live at the workshop as part of their one act festival, so I had to kind of cull the material down a little bit, and now we're going to be presenting it, via Facebook Live as the full two-act production, and I'm really excited about doing it.
And when you decided to do it, did you say, "Hey, let's also make this something that gets the name of RISE out there as well"? Or did the workshop say that? How did you get RISE involved? Apart from, of course, they were helping counsel you.
Right. Well, I mean, it was my idea to do this in conjunction with RISE, and the board at the Sullivan Dramatic Workshop was 100% on board, with that. And it's just such an important topic, and it's one in which, for obvious reasons, it's very difficult to talk about. And one of my goals, in addition to my own personal healing, is to help others heal with this, especially males. And I really want to hopefully make people more comfortable about speaking about the most personal of issues, and to really take the stigma away from that. I mean, there's so much shame and embarrassment associated with this, and we survivors have nothing to be ashamed about, nothing at all. It's the perpetrators who need to feel the shame, and so we need to change that paradigm, basically.
When it was first suggested to you that you do something creative on your own as a way of resolving the issues that this brought up for you as a survivor, and you relate that you were angry, that you were looking for some sort of other tangible form of justice. Now that you've gone through this process and you've learned what you've learned and you've actually done this, if you could, like, what could you say to yourself that was so angry at first and rejected the idea? What lessons have you learned, and what could you say to yourself back then to say, no, wait, this is actually a good idea?
Right. Well, I just felt that, you know, again, this particular person, the only thing I can do, the only recourse I have is to write about this. I have nothing else because of the statute of limitations that's associated with this. I mean, certainly criminally, there's absolutely nothing that I can do. But just civilly, and really, I have to tell you, and I am pursuing that now that the Child Victims Act was passed, but it isn't at all about any money or anything. It's basically about holding this particular gentleman, who's still alive, by the way, and I actually have confronted him on a couple of occasions. I just happened to run into him at a couple of restaurants. Those were very interesting, encounters. But basically, and I don't know if this is, I've told Debbie and I've told anyone who would listen, I don't know if this is right, wrong, whatever, but it was very important to me not to have this particular individual pass away without being basically challenged and confronted by me. And again, that's just the way I feel.
How do you feel now that you've written this play and gone through that process? To what extent has that changed how you feel at all?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been incredibly empowering and incredibly freeing. And each time that I tell my story, I feel, I usually draw the metaphor of a Christmas carol with Marley's ghost walking around with those heavy chains. And each time I tell my story, I feel as though another link or a couple of links have been removed from that chain. And, as I said, we were able to perform the play as part of the One Act Festival. We also performed it for a conference on sexual violence. We actually did a staged reading even prior to performing the play as a one act at the workshop. And I've told my story to countless people, and I cannot tell you how many people have shared their personal story with me because I was willing to share my story with them. And that's been incredibly satisfying to me, to help people who have encountered similar abuse, to help them to heal as well.
All right. Well, Peter, I it's amazing that you talked to us today, and I want to thank you for taking this time to do the work that you've done and also to take the time with us today. We have to go really quick, so I want to just give everybody the information, and if I get anything wrong, you can correct me. Otherwise, we'll say goodbye. But this performance is happening on Facebook starting next Friday, produced and directed by Harold Tai at Sullivan County Dramatic Workshop. It's free to view on Facebook. Donations support RISE and Sullivan County Dramatic Workshop. There's a suggested donation of $10. More information on that at scdw.net, and also clicking on the Locked Away donations button. This is going to be on live performances on Facebook multiple nights, July 10th, 11th, 17th at 8 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And July 12th and 9th at 2 p.m., keeping that Sunday matinee going. And given the nature of the subject and the strong language, it's not recommended for children.
That is correct, yeah.
All right. So did I get all that right? Is that good?
Yeah. Wait, the last thing you said was the 9th. It's the 19th.
I'm sorry. July 12th and 19th, right. at 2 p.m. for the matinees. July 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. The next two weekends, this is happening. Again, the performance is called Locked Away. We've been talking to the playwright, Peter Nastasi. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today.
Jason, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And I'd say good luck, but I should say break a leg.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you.
This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station.